This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Storms hit the South, Midwest, and Northeast.
We're preparing for the worst.
The reason behind the Defense Secretary's hospitalization.
Prostate cancer and the associated procedures.
NASA's Artemis Moon program delayed.
Safety is our top priority.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Depending on where you are, you've been getting tornadoes, snow, or in the southeast, rain, and a lot of it. At least four tornadoes have touched down in northern Florida, including near Graceville.
The back of the house was ripping off, and I almost couldn't get the door shut. It was trying to suck the door open, and I literally had to brace my feet against the wall.
Severe flooding has hit Atlanta and is moving toward Paterson, New Jersey, where CBS New York reporter Christina Fan is.
Families along the Passaic River in Paterson are still physically and emotionally scarred by last December's storm that flooded basements, forced evacuations, and shut down schools.
It lost everything. FEMA, nobody give you nothing. Nothing, a lot, nothing. It's crazy.
In anticipation of severe flooding, Paterson's mayor declared a citywide emergency.
Meantime, Midwesterners are shoveling what in some parts is up to a foot of snow. The Pentagon announced today that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer. The White House says nobody there knew that until today. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
Prostate cancer and the associated procedures are obviously deeply personal. You know, we'll continue to work hard to make sure that we're being as transparent as possible moving forward.
The White House chief of staff has ordered cabinet heads to notify his office if they ever cannot perform their duties. With former President Trump looking on, his attorneys in a D.C. federal appeals court have argued whether he is immune from criminal prosecution for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump's lawyer, D. John Sauer, tells the three-judge panel.
To authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the judges really got them to admit is that if there's first an impeachment, then there can be a criminal trial. And then there was this up and back about, if that's true, don't the rest of your arguments about presidential immunity really fall away?
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun tells employees that the company is acknowledging its mistake after the mid-air door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight. He's also promising complete transparency, saying they're going to work with the National Transportation Safety Board, which is investigating the incident. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mixed. The Dow closed down 158 points. The Nasdaq rose 14 points. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Astronauts will have to wait until next year before flying to the moon and another few years before landing on it. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says when it comes to Artemis 2 and 3, they need
more time to work through the challenges with first-time developments, operations, and integration.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv says in order to achieve lasting peace, Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Every partner that I met on this trip said that they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the long-running cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
Russia has detained another apparent U.S. citizen. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Russia has brought drug-related charges against Robert Woodland, ordering him held for 2 months. He was detained earlier this month. Moscow continues to hold other Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Marine veteran Paul Whelan.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Ecuador's president declares his country in a state of internal armed conflict after a series of attacks by powerful drug gangs. In one case, armed men broke onto the set of a public TV channel broadcasting live and threatened people while claiming to have bombs. They've been arrested and charged with terrorism. And concerned about what is going on next door, Peru's interior minister has ordered the immediate deployment of a police force to the border with Ecuador. Tax season is almost here. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
January 29th is the official start date of the 2024 tax season. And IRS spokesman Rafael Tolino says the agency has undergone a massive overhaul. So what does that mean for you?
Expanded in-person service, on the phones, a better chance of getting through.
So how long does it take to get your tax return?
3 weeks or less for most of those returns. If you do choose to file by paper, that does take a little longer to process.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A family tragedy in the upper Midwest, CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
Family members of two boys who fell through ice on a lake outside Madison, Wisconsin last weekend say both have died.
I'm angry, heartbroken, numb, devastated, everything. I mean, I words can't really explain.
This is unspeakable. Like, this is the horriblest feeling to have on this earth, to lose two kids.
The family says the pond where the 6 and 8-year-old boys fell into does not have any protection around it. The city of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, says it's looking into the issue. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A judge in Las Vegas says the man accused of being the mastermind of rapper Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder can stay on house arrest with electronic monitoring until his trial in June. Bail has been set at $750,000 for Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, who is charged with murder. That's a World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.